Well, I've got to ask you this. When you talk to the dead, mm-hmm. what do they tell you about the other side?
They don't make me feel, you know, I don't see the clouds in what we consider heaven. They don't make me feel like it's hell, but they don't make me feel like I'm in a brownstone in Manhattan either. I believe everybody's heaven is different, and they just give me this feeling, a solid feeling of peace.
Are they already on the other side? And by that I mean, have they gone to the light when you're dealing with them? Okay, so they're on the other side then. It's not like they're...
They've made that transition.
All right, okay. So they've made the transition. They're on the other side, and then they describe it as what? It's not heavenly looking, but it's not hell looking. What is it?
No, it's... Can you think... It's different to each person. That's what...
So each spirit...
Each soul has a different image of heaven. Some could... They'll give me a feeling like they're in Hawaii.
So they all describe something different to you?
They'll give me a feeling. They don't all come to me and say, well, let me describe what it's like. They don't. They just give... I get the feeling or an image.
But you think they've created this image?
Yes. I think heaven can be whatever we choose it to be.
All right, now, are there others with them, or are they in this area?
Yes.
Okay, they're not in there by themselves, then.
No, they're never alone. They never come.
Well, but now, do they create that, too, though? By that, I mean, let's assume a spirit loves the ocean and Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And like you say, he's created his or she has her heaven around Hawaii.
That's for that moment or that day. That's not eternal.
Oh, so they change it.
They can change it anytime they want.
All right, and do they bring in, then, other souls into their environment? Or do these
other souls just
go in there on their own?
Yeah. Just go in like you when you're on an airplane, you decide to go to Hawaii. It's not because you invited the other people on the plane.
Do they create activities? I mean, what do they do?
Oh, absolutely. They work. No, it's more work than they may swim. They may do a lot of things that they choose to do, but they're more here. You work harder on the other side than you do here. And it's not physical or hard labor.
Right.
It's really... They're trying to teach us the whole time, and we're like ants to them once they've crossed over.
I mean, do they, in their environment of heaven, mm-hmm. do they go to a restaurant? I mean, are they living life like they always lived it?
No, I don't see it that way. They don't make me feel like they call and they have a waiter who's a spirit come and take their order. That's not the feeling.
All right, so they're not recreating their earth.
They're not recreating an image. If they choose to have a pasta... If they can have it any time or an ice cream. Did you ever have a dream, George? That in your dream, you see, I've had this because there are many foods that I haven't been able to eat in for 15 years, and I've woken up from a dream. It's like a visitation. It's so real that I've woken up my daughter in the middle of the night and said, "Can I eat cookies?"
Just craving them, right?
No, because I've eaten them in my sleep.
Yeah.
And I've eaten
you're asking her a question if you can eat them.
Yeah, because I must have imagined that I can't eat them because I just had a bunch of them in my sleep, and that it was so real.
You thought
that
you did.
I could still taste the sweetness.
Yeah.
And that's what. And she's going, "Mom, don't even think about it. You can't eat cookies." And so I said, all right, I had to wake her up because I was afraid that I would actually walk in my sleep and go in the closet and eat them because it would make me sick then. But that's how they try to explain to me how, because that's a reading to me. It wasn't because I had a craving. Some things I eat that I don't even want. But it's how they would taste it, how they would eat it. And it's like when we dream it and it's so real, that's the living consciousness. Our mind can create it.
Well, do these souls mm-hmm. that have created this environment, do they then eventually get reincarnated? Do those souls come back into other humans at a later date? And do they then leave that heavenly environment they're in?
Yeah, when they feel there are certain things that they haven't accomplished in the last life that they can with the next. They'll wait until another person is going to be born, which they'll be the soul to, that can achieve more things or better things that they couldn't, either spiritually, financially, lovingly, that they didn't accomplish in this life.
Whose choice is it to come back? Theirs?
Yeah, it's always our choice. The choice is always ours.
So
when we decide when. We decide our parents. We decide our friends. We decide, you know, if we realized that we would stop going to therapy so much regarding and talking about our parents because we decided. we really did. What lessons we can learn by them or from them.
So there's not some angel up there saying, all right, it's time for you, George, to go back.
No, that's only in movies.
I remember,
We choose that.
I remember the play Carousel where Billy Bigelow died, and they started that way, where they sent him back.
Right.
So they create this environment. Now, that's the good one. That's the heaven type, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the souls from hell who, I'm sure maybe you've stumbled across them, haven't you?
Really? I would have to tell you really.
Why is that? Why do you have the ability to deal with the souls that have, I guess, progressed?
Because I believe hell is on earth.
So you don't believe that there is this evil spot, unlike where they were, these other people. Opposite that.
Right. I do believe that there can be evil. I do believe that demons exist. I do believe that. I mean, the Ouija board showed me that.
Sure.
Okay, I do believe that. So I do believe there's a hell or these evil, like devilish spirits. I do. But I do believe that a hell would be, to me, and what they make me feel is, like, say if I've done people who have been murderers. Not everybody calls me their father or mother or was a perfect person.
No, I guess
some
not.
People, you know what I mean? That's why when I say I'd love to talk to a medium that I would respect, because what do you do with the information? Only another medium who's read people like I have. I've been doing this for over 27 years. And this, you know, I've read people that have not lived very good lives, some of them. And what do you do with that information? I'm getting information sometimes on murders that they've committed, where the bodies are and things like that that could be 30 years ago. And those people who have crossed over who committed those kind of crimes that belong, that we would think in hell, well, their hell is they recreate all those crimes over and over, and they're so sorry for it, they just keep seeing it over and over, and that's what they make me feel like their hell is like.